Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Thank you, Jay. On this broadcast, we're going to look back at geopolitical activities during the year 2011. All of these were historic events. We could talk about many, many subjects. We've narrowed them down to about seven events that we want to look at first politically, and then we'll prophetically see how these events are setting the stage for God's Word to be fulfilled. The key component is God's Word. God's Word does have a prophetic scenario for the end times, and we're going to spend some time looking at His plan for the future in this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
The late Dr. John Wolford, who was the chancellor of Dallas Theological Seminary, would often use a phrase, "This is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled." I can remember many conversations I had with Dr. Wolford, and we would discuss current events in light of biblical prophecy. When we look back to 2011, we see so many historical events that have happened. We could go through the list, but that would take us the entire program. We will, however, mention a couple in just a moment. You know, all of these historic events, all of these geopolitical activities have indeed set the stage for what may happen in 2012. Now, I said may happen. We cannot guarantee the fulfillment of any Bible prophecy. And in fact, we're not trying to say that these current events of 2011 actually fulfilled Bible prophecy. I again go back to what Dr. Wolford said. They are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Let me tell you the way to approach your study of Bible prophecy. You take the Word of God, Genesis to Revelation, because in all 66 books of the Bible, there is Bible prophecy. The way to study Bible prophecy is to take the Bible and literally interpret all of Bible prophecy in light of how the Word of God is laid out for us to understand the end times. Now, we do not allow current events to drive our understanding of Bible prophecy. We study the prophetic scenario found in the books of the Bible, and we let God's Word dictate what will happen in the future. Let me take a moment and look at some of the events that took place in 2011. According to Time magazine, the personality of the year was those who were demonstrating in the streets, whether it be New York City, the occupiers, or in the Middle East, those who were involved in what they referred to as the Arab Spring. This started in the streets of Tunisia after one man burned himself alive, and then the crowds rushed to the streets and brought down the present administration in Tunisia. That spread to Egypt, and Hosni Mubarak, after 32 years as president of Egypt, was brought down as well by demonstrators in the streets. Of course, we know the story of Libya, how the oppressors rose up against Colonel Gaddafi, ultimately brought him down, and finally assassinated him at point-blank range. Right now, the world is watching what's happening in Syria. Another major story in 2011 was the Christian persecution throughout the entire Middle East. It was first focused on in Iraq as a radical element rose up, destroyed churches, and killed Christians in Iraq. The Egyptian Christian community has been facing a similar persecution with the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And in the Gaza Strip and throughout all of Israel, it is evident that there is the element in this world that would like to do away with Christians throughout not only the Middle East, but the entire world. As you have been able to watch the news coming out of the Middle East, everyone has been aware of the fact that Iran's nuclear ambitions have become a major threat not only to Israel, but the Middle East and, in fact, the entire world. The former chief of military intelligence in the Israeli Defense Force says that Iran now has a capability of building 5 nuclear weapons of mass destruction. In fact, there is word coming from every intelligence-gathering organization in the world that the Iranians could have a nuclear weapon of mass destruction within 1 year. And at the same time, the president of Iran, President Ahmadinejad, continues to spout out his radical rhetoric that Israel must be wiped off the face of the earth. With this in mind, we see the headlines indicating that the Israelis are preparing for war. They're preparing for an external attack, not only by Iran, but possibly by some of the other nations mentioned in the Bible, that will align themselves against the Jewish state at the end of times. And at the same time, there is a possibility of an internal war that could happen. In other words, the possibility of a civil war in Israel, as well as their battle against the Palestinians, who would like to take all of Israel and make it the Palestinian state of Palestine. In fact, that is exactly what the Palestinian Authority demanded at the United Nations General Assembly back in September, when Mahmoud Abbas, the chairman of the Palestinian Authority, stood there at the United Nations addressing the General Assembly and introduced himself as the President of Palestine. He put forth a resolution calling for the unilateral declaration of a Palestinian state. That was passed along to the United Nations Security Council, which at this point has made no decision about a Palestinian state. There was a political promise that was fulfilled. President Obama had promised that the U.S. soldiers would be coming out of Iraq, and during 2011, all U.S. troops have been withdrawn from the nation of Iraq. After almost 9 years, there still remains the question, why were the U.S. soldiers sent to Iraq in the first place? And now, with all U.S. troops out of Iraq, it looks like the insurgency is intensifying in that war-torn nation. That's 2011. Not all of the historic events that happened, but focusing in particular on the Middle East and how these current events relate to the Jewish people and the state of Israel. When we look at 2012, there indeed is the possibility that each and every one of these geopolitical activities we've talked about could indeed be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, and those prophecies could come to pass. Let me take a quick run back through those current events that we discussed and look at what God's Word has to say. When you talk about the Arab Spring, you have to go to the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verses 40 to 43. There in Daniel chapter 11, you'll notice that the first three nations to make a move against Israel in an alignment of nations will be Syria, that would be the king of the north in chapter 11 and verse 40, then the king of the south, Egypt, and finally in verse 43, it mentions Libya. Those three nations are on the radar screen, and indeed Bible prophecy from Daniel 11 could be much closer than we've ever thought. Christian persecution in the Middle East is talked about in the book of Revelation. It would be the fifth seal judgment, Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11, where it talks about people who have come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior during the tribulation period will come under great persecution because of their testimony and for the teaching of the Word of God. Of course, Iran's nuclear threat is a part of a prophetic scenario found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, where it mentions one of those nations that will align against the Jewish people in the last days will be Persia. Until 1936, what we know as Iran today was known as Persia. In fact, the Iranians still speak the Persian language. You have to understand that the Israelis believe that these nations will align themselves, and they are doing what they need to do to prepare for these ultimate attacks. But the Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 11, Ezekiel 38, and Psalm 83, that even though these nations will attack, and all the nations that we have talked about on this program and others that are in the news will make their move towards Israel, but the Israelis will not be involved in defending themselves. It will be God who intercedes for His people. And that's Ezekiel 38, verse 18, through chapter 39 and verse 6. As we think about the Palestinians who will play a role in the end times, Malachi chapter 1 says that the Edomites, the Palestinian people of today, as traced through biblical history, will rise up and rebuild. The Lord says there in Malachi chapter 1 that they will rebuild, but God will call their borders the borders of wickedness. Ezekiel chapter 35, verse 5, says that these Edomites, the Palestinian people of today, will kill their brothers, the Jewish people, and take their land, according to verse 10. The passage in Obadiah, verses 15 to 18, tell us that this Israeli-Palestinian conflict will only be resolved with the return of Jesus Christ. U.S. troop withdrawals from Iraq sets the stage for biblical Babylon, as talked about in Revelation chapter 18, to come to power as the economic, political, governmental system of the world. This Babylon will be destroyed in 1 hour, according to Revelation 18, verses 10, 17, and 19. According to the scriptures, modern-day Iraq, biblical Babylon, will indeed be that location for the Antichrist to rule and reign during that 7-year period of time. That stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. But I would have to say that the preparations by the Jewish people to rebuild their temple in Jerusalem is the greatest evidence of where we are in God's time. The Jewish people have returned to the land, and now they want to build their temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return to the earth and build his temple, Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, a temple described in Ezekiel with 202 verses of detailed information about Messiah's temple. That's Ezekiel 40 to 46. However, there will be a temple before Messiah's temple. According to Daniel the prophet, Daniel 9:27, in the midst of the 7-year tribulation, a temple will be desecrated by the abomination of desolation. Jesus Christ confirmed that in Matthew 24:15. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2:4, the Antichrist will perform that abomination of desolation. And Revelation 11:1 tells us that John the Revelator was told to measure the spot for a temple that would be on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem during the 7-year tribulation period. Will all of these prophecies be fulfilled in 2012? We cannot make that statement, but however, we can understand according to God's prophetic scenario that geopolitical activities are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The next event on God's calendar of activities is the rapture of the church. Jesus shouts, the archangel shouts, the trump of God sounds, 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, and we leave this earth to go to be with him forevermore. All current events and related prophecies will be fulfilled after the rapture of the church. Could it be in 2012? Only God knows that. But indeed, it does look like we're closer to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy than ever before in history. Looking back at geopolitical activities in 2011 does help us to understand the current events that may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. But remember, knowing God's Word is the key. His prophetic scenario will indeed be fulfilled in the future. As to how soon, only the Lord knows that. We do know, however, that the rapture of the church is the next event to happen on God's calendar of activities. And the Word of God indicates that the rapture could happen at any moment. We must be ready, prepared by knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And then if prepared, we must live pure in light of his soon coming and work productively until he does call us to be with him in the heavenlies. I pray as we move into 2012 that you're prepared for the rapture of the church, you're living pure and working productively until he calls. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...